Just
hey guys. Oh, welcome to Kibutas, where we question everything with no filter.
No filter.
I forgot to tell you I was going to start.
Context.
So we
the edges of the ice cream.
Oh yeah, we literally went to go get some ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And we're choosing to, you know, just have like a chill moment, chilling in the car, eating ice cream. And we thought we'd have a chat.
Yeah. I mean, because that's the thing. We're trying to make this super, like, not low-key, but it's a very...
What's the word I'm looking for?
I mean, more like...
Like, informal, but informal isn't what I mean.
Actually, the thing is, in order for you to not stress out, this has to be as informal as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't mind keeping to, like, a more uptight, like, professional atmosphere.
But that isn't what I wanted.
I was going to say, but that stresses you out.
Oh, there's a Saito's right here.
What's Saito's? Oh, my God.
What do they cook in front of you?
I want
to go to
tomorrow?
Saito's. I want to go to Don Ramon. There's so many. It's Cuban, which means they have bomb-ass coffee.
Honestly.
The food might be good, but you know the coffee is going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we went to Cold Stone, you guys.
Yes.
And I got a dulce de leche ice cream. And I know their whole nota is that you ask for things to add to it.
Yeah.
And they, like, mix it in front of you.
But nothing me provocó. Because I got banana. Have you tried mine?
Have you tried mine?
I did. I stole from yours earlier.
Ooh, it tastes
very
good.
Banana-y.
It's like real banana.
Because this is a banana ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like milk-based, so it's creamier.
Yeah.
Versus the yogurt is...
What is
frozen yogurt? Frozen yogurt is yogurt. What is frozen... How is frozen yogurt healthier than ice cream? It's milk, too.
Less sugar, I guess. Oh, yeah, because I guess we low-key... We had frozen yogurt today, too.
Yeah, we did.
We're having ice cream.
I need sugar.
But ready? So today, I kind of wanted to talk about the whole... And I keep bringing it up, and I've brought it up, like, a few times today, off...
Mm-hmm.
off air.
I don't know where I stand with that either, pero dale, preface it.
It's the whole thing where it's like, if somebody does you a favor... And they do it wrong or mess it up or don't, like, do it to your expectations. Are you allowed to be upset with them? Mm-hmm. Like, are you allowed
to, is, like, it fair to be upset?
Yeah.
I don't think it is.
I think yes. But I'm still iffy because my thing is, like, the examples that we were giving was just like, I'm like, hey, babe, can I count on you to go to the store and get me 10 candles?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I need them to be blue or whatever. And you bring me, like, 10 candles, but they're not blue.
They're
or
green.
You,
yeah.
Or you bring me only 5 candles because you misunderstood. Or, like, the thing is, it's like, I would have got my 10 candles if I wasn't counting on you. The fact that I was like, hey, babe, can you do it? You're like, yeah, no problem. And you didn't do it properly.
I didn't mean it.
I mean, obviously... Now, unless you're like a bitch, you didn't mean to do that, but it's like...
Accidents happen, people make mistakes.
But then don't tell me that you can do it, especially if it's become a pattern. Don't tell me if you can do it if you can't.
I was about to say, if this person consistently does not pull through, and you make it as clear as possible, like I sent you a message where I said 10 candles has to be blue, I've been sending you a picture of what the candles need to look like this is foolproof, and you came with orange candles, you're a fucking dumbass. But if it's a quick passing, hey, can I count on you for the chocolate cake? It's like, yeah, I got you, don't worry. And you come with a fucking vanilla cake and you'd be like, fuck, you totally said chocolate. Like, getting upset isn't going to do anything. And two, the person didn't do it on purpose. So why, you bitching at them, what? What's going to happen if you bitch at them?
Ready, the thing is, nothing, but it's annoying. Like, let's say, like, we have to complete an assignment or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, hey, babe, I'm not going to have enough time to finish this. I have this one last page of homework. Like, it's math or whatever. I know you can do it for some reason. I'm like, could you finish this for me? If not, I have to stay up an extra hour and, like, I'm not going to sleep,
mm-hmm.
like, 5 hours. I mean, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
It's like, and you're like, yeah, no sweat. While you're finishing that, I'll finish that. It ends or whatever. Next day, like, you didn't even do it properly. Like, I asked you to do all the questions on that one last page and you only did, like, 3 questions.
No, let's say I did all the questions, but I got them all wrong.
No, that's fine. I wouldn't blame that. But you didn't... Like, there, it's like, well, you tried your best.
Okay. So then what you're doing is you're getting upset that the person didn't bring the candles, that's a dick move. They come and it's like, oh my god, I forgot about the candles. It's like, my guy, it's not that difficult, get the candles. But bringing the wrong candles is the equivalent of getting them all wrong. Because I tried, I did it, I went to buy them and I just fucked it up.
Okay, because I wouldn't blame someone for getting it wrong.
That's where you should be annoyed. If the person arrives empty-handed, it's like, bro, I was counting on you for the fucking candles. It's like, oh, I forgot. You forgot? We have to sing happy birthday. What do you mean you forgot? You got to get them. Mm-hmm. Versus coming with the wrong ones. It's like, damn, bro, I told you blue. It's like, fuck. You totally said blue. I got there and I just grabbed random ones. Like, honestly, I didn't even look at the color. I forgot, you know? Mm-hmm. That's different, pero te traje the candles, you know?
Yeah.
Or it's like, shit, you totally said chocolate and I just got a full vanilla, like a dumbass.
Misunderstanding versus
not even trying.
Performing.
Yeah, not even doing it is fucked up because it's like, then don't tell me you would. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, I know, I couldn't do the candles because I got super busy.
That actually legit happened to me.
That's more fucked up.
And it's a reason why I have certain issues with people.
Uh-huh.
There was literally this one time, it was literally that situation, the one I just put, where I was like, hey, I need to finish this homework. I'm going to have to stay up an extra hour to complete this one packet, whatever. All you had to do was, like, highlight certain things on it. You had to highlight certain information blue, certain information red, certain information yellow, or, like, underline or whatever the fuck. And I was like, I explained it, and I think I even wrote down the rules. It's like, hey, if you don't know, like, ask me or whatever. And I was like, if you don't, I can do this, but, like, I'm gonna have to stay up an extra hour, and I wanna try to sleep as much as possible. Like, I was, at that point, I was only gonna sleep, like, 3 or 4 hours. Mm-hmm. And I asked this one person, and I was like, can you do this for me? And they're like, yeah, of course, I got you. The next day, I woke up, I remember, and I saw them, like, near me, like, we lived in the same house at that point, and I saw them, like, trying to do it, uh-huh. And I was like, okay, I'm not gonna, like, armar un lío, like, whatever, they're maybe finishing it up or something. I mean, as long as they do it, I don't mind. I literally, in my head, because I wanted to explode right then. It's like, what the fuck, you were supposed to do this last night, why are you doing it right now? But no, as long as they do it properly, it's fine. So then, I don't know, after a minute, like, I was about to get on my bus to go to school, she gave it to me, and I literally looked at it, and I was like,
oh,
my throat, like,
that's gecko burp.
I don't know. I was like, I literally looked at it and I looked through it and I was like, what did you even do? Nothing is highlighted. Mm-hmm, you didn't do anything. Like, if I turn this in, the teacher's not gonna accept it. It's that I didn't do enough work. Like, what I explained to you what I was supposed to do. And it's like, oh, whatever, don't be ungrateful, blah blah blah.
That was
like,
said to you?
I think so. Maybe
yeah.
They've been making it up.
Damn.
Your reaction seems too much.
It's like, be grateful that I thought to try, maybe. No, but...
And it's the kind of thing, it's like...
I think we figured it out. There's a difference between if she did it and she fucked up, like, the highlighting. Like, she highlighted
the wrong
the onomatopoeia and she underlined the personification.
And she put the wrong color for the wrong thing. Like, she did it wrong. That's fine.
But you did it.
You did.
That's the thing. So it's like you, because there's a, and the difference is if you arrive at the party without the candles and you're like, fuck the candles, oh my god, like,
and
I'm
you
gonna
rush
go
out to get it,
fine,
that's okay,
but
too.
Like, oh yeah, I totally didn't have time for the
it's
candles,
like, oh my god,
sorry,
can you go out right now and try to get them?
It's like no,
no.
But not just like, it's like, okay, I'll see if I can right now, but it's the kind of thing where you literally are arriving at the party, it's like, oh yeah, I didn't have time for that. It's like, my guy, you had this whole week, you could have told me.
It's not that there's not time for that, it's literally, it's the thing is,
tell me, oh, one, shit, I couldn't.
You said yes. You said that you could do it, one. Mm-hmm. Two, if at any point you couldn't, you should have informed me, because I get it, it's my responsibility. Mm-hmm. I was supposed to get the candles. I was just asking you for a favor and, you know, handing off some of the responsibilities because I was overwhelmed with the rest of the party, whatever. Mm-hmm. I asked for the candles for you. If you thought at any point that was something that you could not do, you could have informed me and I would have taken my responsibility back. But do not tell me the party's already starting. I need to be attending to guests. You're walking in as one of the
guests, and you're
the
like,
guests,
yeah, I didn't
and
do
they're
the
like,
candles.
Yeah, I didn't do the candles. It's like, my guy, I've been counting on you to get the candles. I've literally been waiting for just that one last thing, and it's like, now you want me to leave my party in the middle of attending guests or doing whatever and doing setup to get those candles?
That's where I say that you can get upset over someone not doing a favor if they blatantly are just like, yeah,
unwilling,
no, like, you said yes, and it's like, you don't even inform me that later you couldn't. I said, hey, can you go pick up my kids? Yeah, I got you. And then I fucking, like, get home, or, like, 5 hours later, the school calls me, like, you need to pick up your kids. It's like, what? It's like, tell me that you couldn't get my kids. Like, they're going to be pissed. It's like, you told me, yes, I'm thinking my kids are safe. they're in the fucking middle of the road. Like, they're gonna be pissed. Mm-hmm. Versus you pick up my kids and they arrive with, like, one less leg. You tried your hardest. I'm just kidding. Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like,
no, yeah.
Versus, like, oh shit, like, y'all pick them up at 5 and, like, you get there late or some shit. Like, I think if you just blatantly don't do it and don't inform of the... Because that's... It's fine. It's a favor. You don't have to, but you said yes, so I'm counting on you. If you can't do it, inform me, hey, fuck, I wanted to do the cake for you and I know you're super busy, but my week's gonna be crazy. I don't think I'm gonna be able to get that cake.
And that's fine.
It's like, fuck, but now you told me I need to figure out how to get the cake. Because it's my problem. So if you don't inform, that's where I feel like it's okay to be angry at the person. But if it doesn't, like... If what you wanted doesn't happen, like, if they mess up something, then you can't get angry at the person, but you can be upset with the situation.
Why would you do that? Why do we have the car on if you're going to take off the air?
It's really cold.
Oh. And do you want to turn off the car?
No.
The whole idea of the car is to have air.
I know, but I thought to turn it off for just a second and then...
But fast thing. That's the equivalent of air off. So if you're feeling cold because of the ice cream, how about we open the windows... And we don't risk draining our battery. If you're cold. Okay.
Leave it as is.
Okay.
But yeah, I feel like we reached a consensus with that.
Yeah, because we've been going
back and forth all day.
I mean, the scenario, should we talk about our real lives?
I mean, yeah, go ahead.
The scenario is, I have a doggy. I've talked about him before. Yeah. His name is Ezekiel. Pepe Monkey. No, his real name is Zero. Z-E-R-O. I call him a whole bunch of shit. He answers to all of it. He's the cutest thing ever. But I hate him with a passion. Like, I got nothing but love for him. But, you know, love and hate be side by side. Because the thing is, he's 14. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's 14 and he's not neutered. And the thing is, I got him when he was 4 and I kept putting off neutering him. And by the time I was, like, dead set, like, I'm going to do this, he was 9. And then where I took him, which I think was, like, maybe, like, the pound or, like, a shelter, they were like, at this point, like, he's going to feel really weird if you neuter him. So, better not.
He's just going to be confused and it's going to just cause him discomfort.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm not going to do that to my little Pepe boy. So, I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. We won't neuter him. But the problem with him not being neutered is that he be going out looking for bitches like it's nobody's fucking business. Because that's the thing. Our backyard, it has like a little mini fence that's supposed to keep the dogs from leaving.
It don't.
Because he really be trying to get out and he be like trying, like he figures out a way. Like I have put so many things to block him from escaping, but his ass escapes. So me, thinking I'm smart as shit, I bought this little Paw Scout thing from Target. Don't waste your money. I attached it to him and it's supposed to tell me where he is. It'll only tell me if he's within 300 feet of me and then it'll tell me that he's within 300 feet of me. Like it won't tell me where the fuck my dog is. And so I'm just like, fuck that shit. I really needed it today, but I couldn't. But moral of the story, one of our roommates took the dogs outside.
Which is really appreciated. We had both...
Yes, go ahead.
We had both specifically slept in. We could pause. I feel like coughing is loud.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just choking over here.
It's like, let me not do that.
Yeah.
We had both specifically slept in. And this, for one particular roommate, she, like, had classes really early in the morning, so she was awake. We had let the dogs out of their cages. They were actually sleeping in their own bed in my room. Yeah, in your room. And she happened to have seen them, and she, like, literally took them out. It was super nice. It was super chill. She, like, right before her class, she was like, hey, like, I just quickly got the dogs and, like, took them outside, let them, like, go outside, do their business. And, like, I went back inside, and I started my class.
But the thing is... You can't do that. It's the law of the house that you have to watch the dogs outside.
You really do.
Because Ezekiel will escape.
Mm-hmm.
Gobo is better. He doesn't look for bitches.
He really don't.
He is the most unproblematic little thing ever. But Ezekiel will fucking leave. So you just have to watch. It takes them 5 minutes to do their business. It's not a big deal.
It's not.
But so then that's the thing. So then she goes inside to do her class. And next thing I know, I'm fucking sleeping and I get woken up to her screaming my name. So I run downstairs and she's like, oh my God, I can't find Zero. And she's like, but I'm in class. And I'm like, my guy, okay.
The thing is, first of all, I was asleep. Second of all,
that's your problem. You lost him, not me. Go find him.
That's the thing where it's like, I feel as though, hey, it's like, help me find him. Like, he's lost. It's like, please help me. Like, I don't even know where to start. It's like, okay, girl, I got you. But it's the fact that it's like, I'm doing my own thing. Can you, like, find your missing dog? Because I can't right now.
That's the thing.
It's like,
stop. Like, I thank you for taking out my dog, even though they're the house's dogs. Like, even though, like, Zero is yours and Dakota is mine.
No, because that's what I was telling you. Zero chose me, Gobu chose you, but they are everyone's dogs.
All of us agreed that these both of these dogs were, like, everyone's responsibility, if that makes sense.
The dogs just favor, like, some people. That's not my business. That's not my fault.
But the thing is, it's because that they favor us that they either sleep in our rooms or they're only on our beds, or that we're the ones who, like, are always cleaning up after them. We're the ones who, like, are taking care of their shit. But in terms of, like, they're the house's, the dog's house?
The house's dogs.
Like, everyone has semi-responsibility. If you see the dogs are asking for water, you serve them water. If you see that the dogs want to go outside, whoever's there, whoever's available, whoever's not lazy in that moment, goes
them out.
To let them out, and that's fine. But we know that he continues to escape, and you just have to watch him. The thing is, I'm not even upset by all that, and I'm not even upset that he escaped. Like, because things happen.
That's no one's fault.
But it's the fact that she let them out, and she didn't take her. She's like, I'm in class. You guys need to figure this shit out. It's like, what the fuck do you mean? You're the one who let him out. You were supposed to be watching him. I was asleep.
Deadass. But now it's my problem. Try to go around looking for him. Because that's the thing. He has a specific little pattern that he'll go. He'll go here. And the thing is, he gets bored after a while. So I keep hitting this wire. But this doesn't make noise, does it? It should be fine. He goes to his little places, and he always comes back. The only reason he doesn't come back is because he's a little regalado piece of shit. And any dog or any person que se le acerca, he melts for them.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. Any person...
All you need to do is... Give him a treat, and he'll sell you.
You just gotta pet him. You just be like, "Hey, come here." He'll come here. I find it funny every single time I go and I find him. I just fucking open the passenger door and I'm like, "Get in the fucking car." He will jump right in. He doesn't know who the fuck I am. Once he's in, he's like, "Oh, it's you." Mm-hmm. He will just jump in the fucking car.
Yeah,
that's the thing. And some kid picked him up. It took a long ass time to find him. And then thankfully, we happened to be screaming his name, and the kid was like, "Oh, are you looking for a white dog?" It's like, "I fucking am." Yeah. And so it was people, but yeah, so we got him, so it's all good,
but still
stressful.
I mean, because the thing is, are we in a place to be upset?
No, because he's found and it's fine, and she didn't mean it, and
I don't blame her for what has happened, because like, accidents happen. But it's the fact that it's like, if I were to crash your car.
Uh-huh.
If I were to crash your car, I'd like to think, I mean, not to speak to you, but, like, I like to think that it's okay. But I, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's fine, but I'm not gonna, like, be like, oh, yeah, no, it's fine, but I'm not gonna pay for anything. You know, I'm broke. Like, I can't deal with this. Like, no, the thing is, it's fine that you crashed my car. I don't blame you. Like, I get it. Accidents happen. It was shit. Yeah. I'm not angry, but you're gonna take responsibility for what you did,
and
right?
And you're gonna pay for my...
You're gonna pay for my car, because I don't want to beat up fucking car for something that I didn't do. You need to pay for it. And I'm not saying it needs to be, like, right now, but we need to work out something to where you're going to make up for this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, literally.
Exactly.
So it's in terms of taking responsibility for what you could or couldn't do.
Deadass. And the fact that responsibility wasn't taken is fucked up. And the thing is, it's the way she's acting now that's more annoying. That she's like, yep, I won't take them out anymore. And it's like, no, taking them out isn't the problem. You just know that you have to watch them when you take them out.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So just watch them. Do it properly. And you taking them out is not an issue.
Honestly.
But whatever, I'm fine. We found him. I'm not angry. I was angry then, and I was annoyed.
But I feel as though, once again, you were angry because of how you felt like, okay, I'm just bombarded with, like, having to clean up somebody else's shit.
There were so many people who were there at the moment, and everyone's reaction, her reaction was like, oh, yeah, he's escaped. I have to do my class. And the other one's reaction were like, I saw him out there, and then I came back, and he wasn't there. It's like... There are a lot of cars in this house. I go left, you go right. I flipped left and right.
Yeah, but...
I go, like, this way, you go that way, we find the fucking dog. No, just my stupid ass, wake up and go find the dog. It's like, oh, okay. Because it's my fucking responsibility.
It's everyone's...
He chose me. We all chose him. No, but it's like, that's the thing. It's like, oh, he's your dog. No, I'm his favorite human, but he is the dog of the family. He's not my favorite dog. I love both of my dogs equally. Agreed. But he loves me more. What am I supposed to? His like I emphasis mean, on I'm the greatest human in the house. What can we do about the dog's what preferences? Can we do? I'm just the most loved one. I mean, it's nobody else's fault except his.
Yes.
Who?
No, but it's fucking annoying.
So I guess that's it. It says in terms of, are you willing to take responsibility?
Mm-hmm. Or, you have to take responsibility, and also, you. You can't say you're gonna do something because that's what she did. She did the packet wrong. She did the favor, but she did it wrong.
Exactly.
But then you gotta fix it. But then I don't get to be upset because she felt bad about it. And once her class ended, and that's what's funny. It's a whole living creature missing, and your class is more important.
That's another thing. I don't understand. We have this one particular friend that she. She literally, I mean, she takes school way too seriously, in my opinion. No,
the thing is, we took school way too seriously, too. I 100% get it.
No, but the thing is, I wasn't gonna pee myself in class as to not miss a second of the professor's lecture. Do you get what I'm saying? It's like, she was like, I took out the dogs, and I didn't go to the bathroom, because I took the 2 minutes I had before class to take out the dogs, and I had to piss myself the entire lecture. Like, you're welcome for the sacrifice.
The professor requires that you have your camera and microphone on.
Okay, but you can be like, hey, prof, I'm gonna go to the bathroom for, like,
you a really minute. Can't you do that?
I mean, we're all fucking adults. I know, it's virtual.
That's what's annoying to me, is like, why do I have to have my camera on? We're all fucking adults.
Yeah, why?
Why does it upset you if I'm not actually here? Why is that such a big fucking deal?
Honestly.
Ugh, whatever. I'm glad I'm not doing online class. Graduated at the start of Rona. Well, at the end of Rona. Start?
Yeah. No, December.
Of 2020. We graduated
in December of 2020.
2020 was
and
Rona.
And February of 2020. Oh, no, in the March. Middle of. So we graduated in the middle of Rona.
Because we're still in Rona now?
Are we? I don't even know.
I don't know.
In December 2020. We graduated in December of 2020. They literally aren't.
I wear masks. I'm almost fully vaccinated.
I was going to say, we're only partially vaccinated. We're going to get our last vaccine.
Sometime in July, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, we kind of started late.
We did, but I was also iffy about it. I mean, I didn't want to be the first wave of people either. Even knowing,
see if they get the zombie.
Zombies. I don't know. Yeah, I guess
the mind control. Like, did it happen?
It wasn't gonna be that obvious, regardless.
Honestly, we'll notice in my hand's cold. We'll notice in years.
That sound effect though.
I put it in on my skin and it was cold. Well, yeah. So we kind of came to a consensus.
We
on
really
what you were.
Did. So the whole favors thing. Yeah. So as long as you own up to it and. Because that's my thing. Because it happened a lot, especially when I was, like, younger. I remember, like, middle school through high school. Like, especially, I hated group projects.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I hated group projects because it would literally always be that, like, no one would ever do their part properly mm-hmm. or to completion. And it was literally always half-assed.
Yeah. That's a problem because group projects, then the professors or the teachers hold you accountable. Like, y'all were supposed to, like, work together. It's like, we did work together. This was their part. It was shit. It didn't flow. They didn't practice. Or they were supposed to do this. They didn't do it. Or they took it upon themselves to only do this little piece. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, all the amount of work being put into it did not match for everyone. So it's like, or people just didn't give a fuck, or, and I find it funny, like, at least, okay, we have to present something. The smart thing to do would be, like, you know, actually, the smart thing to do would be to have one presenter. You get that, right?
Yeah.
One person should present. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't picar partes and present. No, everybody pitches in, and then one person pitched in less, so they present.
Uh-huh.
Because I always found it funny when we would, like, break up the presentations, like, the people who would present would, like, read straight off the PowerPoint or would, like, read something in their hands. It's like, you're kind of supposed to know the information a little bit and present it as though you know the information. Because if you're looking at the PowerPoint, it looks like you just copy-pasted this shit. It looks bad, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, what was your point? Like, you cannot count on other people?
Literally. And that's where it always started, where it was, like, other people were lacking. I don't know why. I literally remember from high school. I think it was my freshman year of high school. There was this one situation. And it's actually kind of shitty. Sorry to you guys.
Sorry to my other teammates if you guys are listening. Not that you even would know my name. I have no idea who any of those other people were. I don't even remember their faces. I just know. Ready? It was in my U.S. history class, my freshman year of high school. And I don't know what happened, but for some reason, I was paired up with this group of boys.
Ew.
Like, literally. It was, like, six boys and me. And I wish it was some kind of reverse harem shit. Ooh. Nah. The thing is, one, I wasn't allowed to, like, go out, socialize and shit, so fuck that. Mm-hmm. But anyways, like, the thing is, I forget what it was, but we all had to do, I don't know, something about U.S. history, like, different kinds of ways to make money during the U.S. Revolution or some shit.
Okay.
So, I don't know why I knew that nobody did anything. I don't know why I knew that. But I did. And I did
everyone's things.
Everyone's research. The thing is, I had it prepped them. And actually, the thing is, I didn't know that everyone didn't do stuff. I think I found out later on that it's like, oh, so nobody has anything? Because I guess I've always been an overachiever. Thank the fucking Lord. Mm-hmm. Because I was supposed to do, like, 3 points or something. Like, I was talking about, like, I don't know, cotton, leaf production, and, like, tree trimmings, whatever. Like, I don't know. I'm saying random bullshit. Like, those were the three that I was planning on presenting, which I ended up presenting. And I went, like, in depth with it. But for some reason, I also had, like, 16 others.
Of course you did.
Yeah, I just did. I don't know why.
But okay.
I mean, more like, I think I was just going to be like, I was going to talk about my three in depth and then just like briefly mention these and like cross out the ones that other people are going to talk about. But again, keep in mind, it was like a group of six boys and me. It was like seven people in the group. We were also the biggest group in the class. I don't know why I was paired with so many boys.
People. Okay.
I'm emphasizing that they were
of the male species.
Males. I mean, not that it really mattered, but just, that of course, they didn't do anything. They high literally, school boys, it of was course. The day of the presentation, and I was like, hey, do you guys have anything? And they were like, yeah, no, I completely forgot. I didn't know. So I don't know why I had it mine, like, cut out, and I, like, cut it out. So to the little parts, I'm like, okay, you read this. Okay, like, whatever. But keep in mind, I did my three in depth, and all the other ones I just, like, briefly touched on.
Mm-hmm.
So when we did the presentation, I did my three in depth. But it was just three. It wasn't that many, the boca. Like, I couldn't carry the weight of everything. I did literally my part well.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone else kind of just, like, said some things. Even one kid was trying to, like, fluff it up. It's like, you know, the cotton production where, nice. Where they made the cotton. Like, he was really reaching.
The cotton in the cotton.
he was really, like, trying really hard. And then I remember, and then, like, the end of the presentation, whatever, at the end of that, we ended up getting a C on the thing. And I was like, fuck no. It was also at that point where it's like, I had only ever gotten straight A's. A C was crazy. So a C on a project, that huge problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I literally went to the teacher and I was like, hey, yo, teach. I tried my freaking best.
Good, bitch.
I did my freaking best. They didn't want to do anything. It was super hard. It's like, no, you were supposed to work as a team, whatever. And, like, even though you did your part well, you didn't, like, pressure your teammates to do the best that they could do.
That's so fucking annoying. As if I'm their fucking mother.
Right? The thing is, I remember I went back and forth with the teacher. And I was like, no, like, I don't know what you want me to say about them. But, like, I literally tried and I did the research. Until at one point, I didn't realize it didn't come through. And she was like, yeah, no, but even though you did your part well, like, your other teammates, like, they should have done a little bit more research. And I'm like, they did no research. The information that they had, I gave them. And she's like, oh, like, that was yours. It's like, yeah, all of that information was mine and I gave it to them. Like, so then the teacher was like, oh, okay, so then what I guess I can do is I'll give you a B and I'll give your teammates a D. And I was like,
so they were counting on having F's.
So be it, honey. So be it.
Best thing, don't feel bad about
I really
don't.
Because
they were counting on getting zeros. They did nothing of the project.
The only thing is, I did feel bad for this one other kid. I think his name was Stanley. I think. He did, I also gave him an extra thing to read, but he did do a little bit of his research. I think he did 1 point where he was supposed to do three, but he did do 1 point properly, and then I gave him, like, two or three other ones to just touch on. He did do a little bit, which wasn't completely, because if not, he would have held his own. You know what I mean? But I felt bad because he also got a D.
Which is what he deserved.
Which low-key is what he was going to get anyways.
If you were supposed to do 3 points and he only did one, that's a third of the information.
100%.
Stanley can go fight if he wants, but literally, Stanley knows he deserves a D.
Honestly. And the thing is, then I don't know if they even, like, checked their grades or they saw what they got or anything.
They clearly didn't give a fuck.
I know. I really did. And I mean, I was really unhappy with the B, but it was what it was. So.
No, yeah, we were the type that it's like, projects are too easy. Projects are such...
You should talk in that direction.
Sorry, there's just so many cars in movement. Like, projects are like free points. Like, you have to do well on a project. You have to give a project your all.
Yeah, honestly.
Well, yeah, so we kind of touched on how bullshitty people can be.
Yeah, I mean, just the thing is, I don't know, because my thing is, like, you should be... Well, that's the thing, because if I rely on you to do me a favor, it means that I trust you, and if you're going to let me down, then fuck you.
Yeah, but I also hate when teachers force you to rely on people that you would never rely on.
Well, that's the thing.
That's the thing, they're like, oh, in the real world, you have to learn how to be with others.
You really don't. In the real world, you really do your own work.
You hold your own.
Yeah, that's or it. You're above or at the same level as people, and if...
And then your boss is controlling everything. It's not on you to keep the peace.
It's literally never on you, unless you're a superior. But if you're a superior, you tell people what to do, so you're done. And if they don't comply, they're
then
either...
Then you fire them.
Exactly.
It's literally, that's it.
I don't understand
it's
why...
It's a power play.
I don't understand why people think that you can order other people around if they don't want to do it.
That's the thing. She's like, oh, you should have motivated them or, you know, pushed them. It's like, yeah, I told them research. They didn't. What was I supposed to do? I don't know these people. Like, I don't go
the
home
thing,
with them.
I don't even have their numbers.
That's the thing. I was like, hey, do more research. They didn't. What? How is that on me? That's so fucking annoying. But anyways, it's getting really loud here because there's, like, a lot of people. It was really empty, and now it got really busy. Is it about to close?
I don't know. But yeah, you guys.
Yeah, that was our little car rant.
Yeah, thanks so much for tuning in today, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.